Events unfold, plots unfold, and this summer, NPR science correspondent Joe Palca has been telling us how science unfolds. It's a series we're creatively calling Unfolding Science. Today, Joe tells us about large biological molecules called proteins that have to fold and unfold properly to keep us alive.
When we talk about food, protein is a kind of nutrient you get in meat, fish, or fowl. When we talk about cells in our bodies, proteins are large molecules that do all the things that are necessary for life. Things like recognizing invading microbes or turning food into energy or picking up the garbage inside cells. Vijay Pandey studies these proteins. He's at Stanford University. He says proteins are made of strings of smaller chemical components called amino acids.
What's amazing is that a typical protein might have 200, 300 of these pieces, of these amino acids, that have to assemble themselves into a well-defined shape.
The assembly process is called protein folding. How it happens is incredibly complex. The final shape depends on the physical and chemical properties of the amino acids that make up a particular protein. And the shape is critical. At best, a misfolded protein won't be able to do what it's supposed to do. But Pandey says something worse happens in diseases like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's.
In those diseases, what's believed to happen is that instead of the protein folding or assembling correctly to carry out its function, they misfold into some shape that actually is toxic.
Now, assuming everything works right and the protein folds up the way it's supposed to and finishes the job it's supposed to do, what do you think happens then? It unfolds.
Unfolding is a central part of nature.
Once a protein has completed its work, it needs to be disposed of. So it gets a chemical tag that basically says it's time to unfold.
Because when it gets unfolded, other proteins can come by and chop them up.
And the cool thing is that when the chopping up is done, all that's left is the amino acids that made up the proteins in the first place. And those same amino acids can be used to make a totally different protein. Recycling at its finest. And there you have the unfolding science of protein folding. Joe Palca, NPR News.